History can be a wonderful teacher if we pay attention to it. The book of Deuteronomy opens with a history lesson to remind Israel of God's past faithfulness. Here's Stephen Davey.
Well, today in our wisdom journey, we arrive at the book of Deuteronomy, the last of the five books written by Moses. Now, Deuteronomy means second law. And it's true, the book is going to repeat much of what's already been presented in previous books. But let me tell you that the Hebrew title of this book is These Are the Words. Now, that's an interesting title, isn't it? These Are the Words. Now, should we listen to these words? Whose words are they? Yes, you and I should listen because God is the one speaking. Now, if you think that the God of the Old Testament is only about unbending holiness and heart-stopping judgment, you need to know that in Deuteronomy, the word love is mentioned more than 20 times. And the idea of rejoicing because God is gracious also occurs several times in this book. So while Deuteronomy speaks of God's judgment, his motivation is love. And his desire is to bless his people. Now, as we begin our journey through this fascinating book, Israel is camped out in the wilderness east of the Jordan River. They haven't yet crossed over the Jordan into the promised land. The purpose of Deuteronomy is clearly stated here in verse 5. Beyond the Jordan in the land of Moab, Moses undertook to explain this law. You see, Moses is going to teach God's people about the true and living God who gave this book of the law and how they are to walk with him. Now, down here in verse 8, the Lord delivers to Israel their mission. See, I have set the land before you. Go in, take possession of the land that the Lord swore to your fathers and to their offspring after them. Now, this mission has been on God's heart since all the way back to Genesis chapter 12 when he called Abraham. Now, 600 years later, here's Israel standing on the threshold of that promised land, and God is urging them to complete this mission. Now, beginning here at verse 9, Moses is going to give Israel three history lessons from the past 40 years. These three lessons, they're going to need to recalibrate their hearts according to these lessons so that they pursue this mission from God. The first history lesson is recorded here in chapter 1, verses 9 through 18. And Moses is reminding Israel that when they were still at Mount Sinai 40 years earlier, he had followed his father-in-law Jethro's advice to choose wise men to serve as judges over them. And Moses is going to handle the more difficult cases. Moses then repeats for them here in Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 14 that the people had answered back then, "The thing that you have spoken is good for us to do." That was a key moment in structuring the leadership for the nation Israel moving forward. The second critical event that takes place, Moses reminds them here in verses 19 all the way through 36. And this is that account of the 12 spies who went out to spy out the promised land. You remember the people refused to enter the land. And as a result of that negative report from the majority of those spies, God disciplined them by causing them to wander in the wilderness for 40 years. Now, that event is intended, as Moses repeats it here, to encourage this new generation of Israelites not to repeat the faithless rebellion of the former generation. Now, we have the third key event from history here in verse 37, and this is where Moses talks about his own rebellion. Remember, he struck that rock rather than speaking to the rock as God had commanded. We read here, "Even with me, the Lord was angry and said, 'You also shall not go in there,' that is the promised land." Now, these events from history point out the obvious fact that even though the judges and the nation and even Moses himself fell short of fully obeying God consistently. The grace of God has brought the nation Israel to the very front porch of the promised land. And that's because God always keeps his promises. Now, here in chapters 2 and 3, the history lesson continues as Moses recalls even more recent events, their detour around Edom, their victories east of the Jordan. And these events are peppered with encouraging words, like the words here in Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 7. These 40 years the Lord your God has been with you, you have lacked nothing. Down in verse 25, this day I will begin to put the dread and fear of you on the peoples, who shall tremble and be in anguish because of you. Now chapter 3 offers even more encouragement. Verse 1, Og, the king of Bashan, came out against us, but the Lord said to me, do not fear him, for I have given him and all his people and his land into your hand. We'll look down here in verse 21. Your eyes have seen all that the Lord your God has done to these two kings. So will the Lord do to all the kingdoms into which you are crossing. You shall not fear them, for it is the Lord your God who fights for you. Now, as chapter 3 wraps up, Moses tells the nation some of his own personal testimony. That moment when he pled with the Lord to let him lead the nation into the promised land, and the Lord said, no, you're not allowed because of your rebellion, but I want you to begin preparing Joshua to take your place. I love the fact that Moses is transparent here. He doesn't hide his failure. He doesn't offer any excuses. He's not angry with God, even though he shares with the people the most disappointing moment in his life. In fact, he even highlights the fact that even though he failed the Lord did not fail him. In fact, the Lord will not fail to keep his promise to Israel. They will enter the promised land. And now Moses highlights that very fact throughout chapter 4, that God can be trusted. Several ways. First of all, what comes to my mind is that God can be trusted to be consistent in discipline. Moses begins in verse 1 here, calling on the people to trust and obey the Lord. Listen to the statutes and the rules that I am teaching you, and do them. Then down here in verse 9, he makes the point that God can be trusted to discipline them for disobedience. Take care, keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things that your eyes have seen. Watch yourselves very carefully. That's the warning here in verse 15. Beware, he says in verses 16 and 19. Take care, beware. Beware of what? Well, these are all warnings against idolatry and turning their back on God. You can count on the Lord being consistent in disciplining his children, just as he does with you today and me. Secondly, we learn here that the Lord can be trusted to forgive, to show mercy. Your failure, beloved, is never fatal. Repent, confess, and fellowship is restored, just as Moses promised the nation here in verse 31. The Lord your God is a merciful God. He will not leave you or destroy you or forget the covenant with your fathers that he swore to them. Let me make one more observation here, and it's this. The Lord can be trusted to not only discipline, to not only forgive, but he can be trusted to be motivated by love. Everything, including his discipline, is motivated by love. This is who he is. 1 John 4:8 says, God is love. He is love in essence and nature. He is love in action. John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he acted, he gave his only begotten Son. Whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. So even here, as we begin our journey through the book of Deuteronomy, the loving heart of God can be traced all the way forward to the Savior of the world who loved you and gave himself for you, Galatians 2:20. That's why we can conclude even today's study with confidence, and say with the Apostle Paul, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
You're listening to The Wisdom Journey with Stephen Davey. This was Lesson 77, and it's called Lessons from History. If you'd like to go further in your personal wisdom journey, please join The Crew. The Crew is a special group of people who help support the ministry and make this journey possible. To thank them, we send a study guide for these lessons. There's a link in the show notes to learn more.